It's a Show is brought to you by the Social Media Monetizing Masterminds at openhighway.com and recorded live at the Jackpot Casino, where the amazing Debbie Fitz just won over $1.7 million.
It's so cool having the Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Red Deer as our new home base for It's a Show. We are in the secret passageways, the bowels of the building that only superstars get access to.
I just walked in like I own the place. So
yeah. I got keys. I got like multiple keys and security passwords. It's so cool.
Well, I like this. Before we get out to the main area, we're in the little...
It's an ante room. This could be the green room. It's got a safe, a phone, two phones.
Yeah.
This is like... Here. Get a picture of me on the two phones.
Okay, hold on. And an emergency exit in case you change your mind and you don't want to be a part of the show.
Yeah. We're moving out.
Moving out.
Now we're into the...
Oh, it's Tom Hanks.
I just love the sounds.
That's what dreams are made of.
We got some Wham playing in the background.
So we're going to the beverage lounge.
Yeah, Lucky's Lounge. You think I can remember how to get there?
Checking out the specials. Chinese buffet, 4 to 6:30 for $7.
It smells so good.
I'm going to have to savor that.
We're going to have... two tall beers. Lucky's Lounge is packed here at the Jackpot.
I'm serious about thinking about staying for the Chinese buffet.
That smell is enticing.
$7.
That's a good deal.
Sure beans cooking at home.
I might have to bring back enough for the whole family, and I'm not sure if that will be cost effective. We got these two bad boys.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I'm not going to hold you long.
Okay. Grab that. Okay, we're walking back through. Just adjacent to Lucky's Lounge are a bunch of gaming tables. I wonder if anybody's getting lucky today. What kind of music would have fit in with last week's episode with Beaker blowing off his fireworks? So much cool memorabilia, like the whole Elvis display.
There's a lot of Elvises.
Okay, we're going through the magic door. Look, Marilyn Monroe.
That's an iron.
In a bathing suit top. Pop and weights. I've never seen that one.
Okay.
You want to get a picture of that?
I'll get one later. Mm. You're all about the pictures.
I should have brought my camera on that. Fancy things go through it.
Boom, baby.
Boom. And we're back.
Back to HQ. Okay. So are we rolling? Let's roll.
Oh, rolling and 6 minutes in.
All right, I got the paperwork in front of me. This is it.
The show intro.
It's a show. This week on It's a Show, you've heard of the fifth Beatle, but I bet you didn't know Sparky wanted to be the seventh Backstreet Boy. GA talks with YouTube sensation Spandy Andy about his Westerner Days gig and the infamous boombox beatdown, and Beaker goes shopping for an appliance. Oh, God.
It's a Show is a production of Sloan Baxter, SloanBaxter.com, a creative agency serving up entrees of creative intelligence with delicious sides of social media savvy. At AT Sloan Baxter on Twitter.
What do you got in your hand?
Same paper that you were holding.
Oh, okay.
We can talk about whatever you want. Want to go into the Jurassic World movie review while we get our thoughts and plan together?
On a scale of one to awful, how bad was it?
I cannot remember when this movie came out, but I really wanted to wait until the crowds had their chance. I want to really thin out the audience because I hate the movie theater experience. I hate the people, the breathing, the
wait,
eating,
what do you mean
the smell.
Hate it?
I am an individualist.
So
a
why don't
soloist.
You just wait till it comes on Netflix or you can download it at home?
But then, you know, I'm at home all the time, so I'd like to go out, but I don't like to be bothered. I know that doesn't make any sense.
So you need a special area in the movie theater,
or
you need to be rich and have your own theater.
I need a buffer zone. So I went to the Saturday afternoon 12:30 showing, not 3D, because kids, you're wasting your time with the 3D business. Avatar is the only movie worth watching in 3D, and I still stand by that point. What they've done, without giving it too much away, they've essentially made the Disneyland of dinosaur amusement parks. It's really evolved since the last Jurassic Park franchises.
Okay, because that's all I've seen. I saw the first one. That's it.
It's more of an established resort. There's hotels, there's shops, there's rides and stuff.
So in the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
So trying to follow along. It's a really big experience, and...
Hold on one second.
You stop what you're doing, because I feel bad you can't reach your beer.
I got it.
I'll give you a beer coffee table.
Oh, I didn't want to move all that stuff. Now you've adjusted the glass. It's okay, I'll just hold it.
It's a glass table, but the table glass is not attached.
It's not attached.
So,
back to square one.
Why are there always annoying children in these movies? That's the only thing that really annoyed the heck out of me.
In the movie or at the theater?
In the movie.
At the theater.
In the movie.
In the movie on
screen. In the movie on screen. Go see it if you're a fan of Jurassic Park, and go see it if you're a fan of...
Popcorn movies?
Yeah. I give it 3.5 Chris Pratts on a motorcycle through a raptor scene chase out of 5. Also, there's this lady who's in charge in the movie of Jurassic World. She's a redhead. She wears all white. And she's in the movie in heels the whole time. Fighting crime and kicking dinosaurs' ass.
Running from dinosaurs.
In heels.
And she's hot.
Very, very attractive.
Okay.
No idea who she is.
That's one for the Reds.
Interesting movie. I like the relationship that they had with the dinosaurs and the humans. Spoiler alert. Two shows I've started to watch on Netflix. Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek is awesome.
I'm on episode 2/possibly 3.
You're in for a ride, brother.
First one was a little...
iffy.
Yeah.
I know. You got to sit with it. But a lot of those shows on Netflix, Justified, which we told you to watch. I don't know if you ever did.
I put that on my list.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Slow going for about the first 2 episodes and then amazing. But Schitt's Creek is all Canadian. Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara.
Say it.
Dan Levy, his son, who produces the whole thing.
I know.
It's funny.
It's not bad. It's getting there.
And you know what? It's not just a slapstick. It's a comedy with humanity, and it's really well done.
And it's got Eugene Levy's eyebrows.
Oh,
what more do you
God.
Want?
God, you just can you imagine those in 3D?
You just fall in love with those.
Those are in 3D.
Those in 3D.
That'd be freaking frightening.
I can hear myself.
You good
nice.
Now?
Yep. There's Check that one, nasally two, three. Voice.
Yeah, Hello. Yeah, yeah. Trademark.
Hi there. Do you have a Kleenex?
Do I? Yeah, I got a whole box. There you go, buddy.
Thank you. That's nice.
That's going to make the outtakes.
Like
sounds fantastic when you do that on the microphone. It's good. By day, he's a superhero. He brings fun to the world. All over the world. He's a YouTube sensation. He originally started out in a little school in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, as Andy Reimer. You may know him now as Spandy Andy. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's awesome. It's good to be back. I'm excited.
How many years have you done the Westerner Days exhibition?
So I've done Westerner 5 years straight now, and it's been awesome, and they're really supportive, and I think we're going to continue that on, and it makes a great reason for me to come back home to Red Deer.
You book everything else around this.
That's right, and I'm just starting up another annual thing as well with Parkland Mall, where I'll be dancing there with the kids in the food court, and we just did that last week, and it was a great success.
Now, your companion is with you, Shimmy Kimmy. She has never been in the same room when we've had an interview, I don't believe.
No.
And we've talked many times, so welcome to the podcast, Shimmy.
Thanks, guys.
It's good to see you. So you guys, kind of a really neat existence that you have, because you travel together all over the world and experience things together.
That's right. We're really lucky, because with social media and everything, people all over the world are seeing some of our video clips and seeing what I've done at festivals. And for instance, just the last few months, we ended up being in Dubai, because a mall in Dubai saw me dancing at a festival in Scotland when I was dancing there and thought, this guy would be great to have at our entrance when we have our festival. So then I ended up getting booked for 10 days in Dubai, and that was amazing. We both went there, and that was a really exciting experience.
Where did you fly from to get to Dubai?
So we also ended up getting a gig in Australia. So we happened to be in Melbourne, Australia. I was working with the Heart Foundation there, and they were doing a weekly fundraiser, and I was getting people excited and spreading the love. We were locking in the love.
You flew from Melbourne, Australia. How long of a flight is that to Dubai?
That one was a 12-hour. I don't know. We have so many flights, and I think we had a changeover in India there too, and sometimes gigs end up giving us a week in the middle, which is really nice, where we kind of can just go to maybe Thailand, we ended up doing, so that was really cheap because it was in the middle, and to pay rent there was lower than anywhere else, so it was a nice little resting place, and then we went to the next gig from there.
So that's basically what you guys do. You get some of these calls come in, you book that gig, and then you start looking for other possibilities around it.
That's right. So it's really exciting. We just, because we're at Westerner Days, we ended up getting booked, I did Edson for Canada Day, and I did Vermilion for their Multicultural Day. And so it's really great because there's a lot of festivals we can package together to make keep myself busy as I'm in town.
I did see that on social media, and I'm thinking, Edson, you guys hit the jackpot. You got Spandy on Canada Day.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there should be a bidding war next year for that, I would say.
They've been awesome. They had me 2 years ago as well, so Edson rocks.
Okay. Now, here's the – yes, they do. Now, here's the thing about what you do. For those who have never seen you or heard of you or been a part of the 50,000 views a day or whatever you have on YouTube, what exactly in a sentence or two do you do?
I keep it tight and bright.
I wish I had my bell. Where's my bell? Oh, here it is. I got it. Hang on.
Ding. I've been always talking about how hard it is to still explain what I do because it's so – bizarre, right?
There's... Because they always say you need an elevator pitch. When you're looking for sponsors or benefactors, whatever, you need to be able to tell in a paragraph what you do.
Right. And I end up customizing that to every person I talk to. But it always goes on the premise of spreading happiness and keeping a positive image for the brand that I'm working with. So, I mean, I spread happiness through high-energy dance, and I found that dancing is the best way to express happiness, and I have a lot of energy, and it's a great way to connect with other people. Dance is the universal language, so in Dubai, I'm dancing with kids from Afghanistan, India, all over the world I've never danced with before, but we're all doing it together, and the music and dance brought us all together, so it's an amazing communication tool, and it works with all cultures.
You know, and I've seen you do your thing at Westerner Days, and you are so good with the kids. Are you two planning to create your own dances one day?
We maybe? Do want to have a little dancer for sure. I am going to indoctrinate him into the world of tight and bright, but it is so fun working with kids, and I think I love working with kids so much is because I'm a big kid, and I like to just be free. I don't want to worry about all the stresses that adults have to deal with the responsibilities of life, and I just like being a kid, and you can spin in a circle. It doesn't matter right now. Do a 360. It feels really good. It still does at the age of 28.
Behind all this fun and frivolity and stuff, there's a lot of hard work. You have to hit the gym a lot.
I do, but the greatest thing from just working with kids is they make me work out. Like, I'm doing 3 shows a day for 5 days. So that's 15 shows. And they're each 30 minutes, so I'm going to be dancing a lot just to do my performance, so it's a natural exercise as well.
Yeah.
But I definitely do a lot of yoga and working out in between. Bikram Yoga, Red Deer's amazing place to get in shape as well.
Hopefully they'll become a sponsor one day. What's the end game? Is there end in sight? Because you mentioned the Heart Foundation in Australia or whatever. Like, I can imagine different organizations around the world that could... Oh. You're
I
late
thought
for
that was
else?
Your bell, hey? Sorry about that. No, that was
Oh,
you.
That was my wife. She just texted me, ready for a new wife. She's at the hairdresser.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah, this could get interesting. I don't know. I mean, might have to pause.
That's exciting.
Seriously considering the tats, too. That's something we should do together. Do you guys have tattoos?
No. We're tattoo-free.
Me, too.
But
I can imagine if you got one, Spandy, it would be a happy face.
That's right. Yeah. I was thinking of permanently tattooing spandex on my body.
Cut down on all the outfits and the dry cleaning and all that. Yeah,
yeah. You could just wear the little budgie smuggler swimsuit, and then the spandex is naturally on there.
Oh, man. You're the king of promotion. You snuck in budgie smugglers in there and everything. It's awesome.
Hi, this is Spandy Andy, and you're listening to It's a Show.
Okay, so, yeah, is there an end to... your reign supreme? And by the way, before you answer that question, I saw once upon a time, I was Googling to find out what your latest exploits were. There's a ripoff artist up there. There's a Spandy Andy knockoff starting up. Have you seen this guy?
There are a few different people now, actually, and I support them because
they're bringing joy.
Exactly. They're spreading happiness in their areas, and I can't be in every area anyway, and I really do think like every city needs a gesture. They need that person that goes around being silly and showing you just to have fun.
You're the original, often imitated, never duplicated.
Well, the funny thing is, everything I've done is from, spandex is from the 90s, the jester is from medieval days, Clowning has always been out there. So it's just an evolution of everything conglomerated from what I can learn from the world. And then I'm also trying to be inventive as well.
Okay, so you're avoiding the question.
Is there an end date? I'm a forever student in this. There's no end date. I've been so shocked at where it's taken us. I had no idea it would take me where it has so far. So it's all bonus and exciting. I definitely want to be the funniest grandpa in the world. So the end game is to be the coolest grandpa I can be.
I think you're going to easily fulfill that mission.
Hi, it's Spandy Andy.
And I'm Shimmy Kimmy.
And you're listening to
It's a Show.
Did you see the guy at the Calgary Stampede who tied some hot air balloons to his chair and did a stunt to try and promote his company?
Right.
Ended up backfiring a bit because not one article has ever mentioned what company.
That's right. I know they just say his company.
Yeah. So it kind of screwed up the whole thing. But he broke his ankle. Criminal charges are pending, like all kinds of endangering the public. And can you imagine if he would have hit a power line or landed on a car in traffic? I mean, I like the idea.
Yeah.
I like the freewheeling nature of it and stuff, but I don't think he thought it through.
I like that you brought that up because I am I push the line. So I see how that kind of fits in with me, right?
Right.
Because I like to push the line and do something a little above and beyond because that's what you need to do to stand out and get the attention.
Right.
So I would do a headstand on your desk and risk falling on your laptop, but it almost never would happen. I've got so much control of it.
If you could kill this laptop, that would be the greatest favor because it's on its last legs anyway. We're trying to get a sponsor to get a new laptop.
All right, end of the show, dance
party.
We're
going to kill it.
It's kind of like a rock star with the guitar. We just smash everything with dance.
Like it. Let's talk about near misses in your career. I've seen you on the beach. And sometimes you try to dance with people who really aren't into the whole concept. Has it ever come to blows or almost blows?
It has. The craziest one was a man picking up my boombox and running away with it. So then I had to chase him down, and he threw it down, so it totally
You can't just
up.
Get a good boombox anywhere these days.
I know, so I was really upset, and I was caught up in the moment, and so I grabbed him and just held him and said, "Why'd you do that?" And he was drunk, so, you know, it wasn't a good state of mind, but I should have kept my cool, but I ended up knocking him down onto the ground, and then some people from the audience that saw it held him down, and then someone called the police, and the police came and everything, and he ended up giving me $200 so that I wouldn't press charges, and he wasn't even from Canada, so he didn't want to have to deal with all that. So I got my money back. I had another boombox, luckily, at home because I have a few. And then all the community came together for me, and they all, chipped in. And I was like, wow, we got to set this up more often. So even the worst thing turned out awesome. So there hasn't been anything that bad. I want people to be able to dance and be free without alcohol, you know, because it's crazy. All over the world dealing with people, I'd say the alcoholics are always the toughest because they're kind of emotionally all over the place. And with street performance, there can be people drunk in the streets, and you got to really be careful with them.
So your body's a temple, but do you ever enjoy a beverage? An alcoholic beverage?
Yes, I do.
Responsibly?
Exactly. And we just made a mistake a few nights ago drinking too much because, you know, if you can get free drinks, they always taste better. But
yes, they do.
I went golfing, forgot about the sun, forgot it was 4 hours long, and I've learned my lesson.
Even a professional entertainer with a lot of miles on him still makes the mistakes that the rest of us do, us mortal people.
Yeah, it's too much fun.
You're listening to Spandy Andy, our special guest, live from the Jackpot Casino, the new home of It's a Show podcast. Spandy, if people want to follow your exploits, where do they go?
Just Google Spandy Andy and make sure keep it tight and bright. Tight and bright.
Hey, you're going to Seattle in what, a couple weeks, something like that?
Yeah, we're going on August. When's Taylor Swift? After Taylor Swift, because my daughter got tickets for their Christmas to Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Commonwealth Stadium, home of your beloved Eskimos.
Is she playing Commonwealth Stadium?
Or is it Rexall?
I thought it was Rexall.
It could be Rexall. She played at Commonwealth before.
That's right.
Anywho, yes, going to Seattle. And just coincidentally, yesterday, I ran into an old pal, Cam Cook, and we were at the farmer's market. Have you ever been?
I've been before, but again, with the whole crowds, I don't know if that's my thing.
Epic. Great stuff. I got 2 record albums.
I saw the photo, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be really into the fresh veg.
Lots of fresh veg and lots of pie.
Mmm, baked goods. Pie.
Anyway, my old friend Cam was there, and he just happens to be a Seattle aficionado because he used to live in Vancouver, and him and his wife went there all the time.
Stone's throw away.
Yeah, they went there all the time. So I thought we'd let's reach out to Uncle C and see if he's around. I'm making drink rings on.
Hey, it's his fault for not having coasters.
CEO,
you gotta have the coasters. If you, no coasters, no clean.
Right. He's letting us use his space. We can't leave drink rings. Don't leave me hanging, Cook. Cookie.
Hi, you've reached the personal voicemail of Cam Cook. If you'll be so kind to leave a message after the tone, I'll return it before the end of the business day. Thanks again for calling.
But it's not a business day. Hello.
Santa Claus, call us. You know the number, 403-505. Oh, I'm not going to say that in the podcast.
Does he know the number, though? Because you have five phones. It's the white one.
Call the white phone.
They're both white.
Because we want to get you on the podcast. I know that that'll get you all jonesed up. Call right now.
We should bring him back. A reunion.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, so you're going to Seattle, and Cam Cook's got some tales for you. But don't forget to check out our friends at www.visitseattle.org.
So Cam was telling me at the base of the Space Needle, which is an iconic landmark in Seattle, obviously.
Yeah.
Always prominently featured in Frasier.
And in Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Don't know about that, but that's good. Good to know. There's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame museum in the...
Really?
Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but the Rock and Roll Museum. And it's more of the grunge scene, like Kurt Cobain stuff.
Yeah.
All the displays are interactive. So you can be in front of the band playing one of their songs, and they're behind you back in... It's like crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, he said you got to go see it. Oh, they got a great wheel, too. You went to the great wheel at the Link.
It was actually the High Roller. Thank you very much.
The biggest. Tallest.
The biggest.
And now this is Seattle's great wheel at Pier 57, 175 feet tall and 40 feet out over Elliott Bay. That sounds like something cool to do at night.
That'd sunset even.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We did the High Roller at sunset, and that was awesome.
Going to see the Mariners, and I'm going to put it out there as a affluent podcaster.
Uh-huh.
If you have any connections with the Mariners organization and could hook us up for the ball game, that would be amazing.
I'd be very curious to know what the prices are of beer and concession items. The tickets, when I went to the Dodgers game, $25. Pretty cheap, I thought, for we were there forever.
Yeah.
But it's the add-ons that
They let you in so that they can.
Yeah.
The $18 beer conversation we had last week is starting to make me sweat.
Something very awesome just happened at the new home of It's a Show.
It's a Show is having a high-level meeting at Lucky's Lounge here at the Jackpot Casino. Sparky is in attendance.
Good day, sir.
We also have with us the operations manager for the Jackpot Casino, Adam Daines. Good to see you, Adam.
How you doing, Greg?
Good, good. Now, are you stressed or excited?
We're excited. We are very excited. This is kind of a new experience for me, but we just had a jackpot of $1.7 million go on the Diamond Millions here at Jackpot Casino.
You're making that up.
I am not making that up.
One individual human being.
One individual.
Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, just became more than a millionaire.
More than a millionaire. And you know what, Greg? This is the second $1 million jackpot to go this year at Jackpot.
That is insane. So, man or woman?
It was a woman.
A woman.
Yep.
Old, young?
Middle-aged, blonde lady. Very nice person. She's a little bit in shock right now. Doesn't know what to expect.
Is she kind of like a regular? Or this
she's
a person?
Regular, yep. Yep. Oh. She's been here before.
So she's probably invested $2.7 million. That is... I feel we should meet her because Sparky still doesn't have a date. So
well, you know, that might be a good one to grab onto.
Turn on the charm, Spark. So describe the game she was playing for us. What is it?
It's a provincial-wide progressive.
Okay.
A dollar machine.
Yep.
And, the wheel spins and, you know, you get the Diamond Millions on it.
I think that was the game we walked past the other day that I said that I played the penny version in Vegas that I won a decent amount, nothing to write home about.
Tell us how much.
Like $40 to $50.
Oh, yeah.
Which is makes me happy, right? It's fun, though. Spin the wheel. Win big.
Here at the Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Red Deer, $1.7 million winner. That is unreal. And this is why we're just so thrilled to be a part of this place, because of the action and the excitement. Let's talk about community stuff you guys do. Every day, or every 2 days, there's a different charity that benefits from the jackpot.
We have a different charity in, every 2 days. It's set up like that all throughout the province, and then as well, Jackpot also gets involved with the Sutter family and the Sutter Fund Golf Tournament. That's a great one. The Curtis Glen Cross, they do stuff with Ronald McDonald House, and Jackpot Casino. We're just happy to be a part of all that.
That is terrific. Now, the other thing that I'm really curious about, your dad, Franklin Daines, who purchased this casino many years ago, invented his own game. Tell us about this game.
He did. It's called Lucky Lucky.
Okay, how does it work?
Well, it's a side bet on blackjack, and it kind of creates a bonus structure for that, so you can really win big on the blackjack game. It's based around a 21 hand. Your payouts start on a 3-card 19, 20, or 21. And then once you get to 21, there's different combinations, a 6, 7, 8, or a triple 7s. And then if you suit them up, you can win all the way up to 200 to 1 on a 6, 7, 8 suited.
So now this game, Lucky Lucky, is licensed to casinos all over North America.
It is, yep. We're in Vegas, California. We've just got hit the East Coast in Maryland. So it's done very, very well for us. We're excited to have it out there, and it's kind of our stamp on the industry.
You learned the casino industry from the ground up. So tell us about some of the jobs you've done here at the Jackpot.
Well, I started out as a blackjack dealer.
Yep.
Worked my way up and pit boss and games manager and that kind of stuff. And then I hit the road and did sales for Lucky Lucky for quite a few years. Spent some time in Vegas. And now
I'm back. Not some time, 2 years.
2 years in Vegas.
Yeah. Right? What was that overall, that experience for you?
From what I remember? No, it was a great experience living down there. Vegas is a great city, and it's a lot of fun down there.
Okay, I don't know if we can talk about the top secret renovations yet. Is that on the table?
We're getting there. We're going to see what our final vision. I always see him going on a visioning or whatever. We're meeting the designer.
Vision quest.
A vision quest. We're going to a vision quest on Thursday to see what the rentals are going to look like. So brand new tables, you know, top to bottom, wall covers, flooring.
And we've talked about this off the air before. It's kind of like a bittersweet catch-22 because the way it is now, it's got a certain
character.
It's got a lot of character, and it's kitschy, and it's like a Fremont Street.
Well, we're going to try to keep a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it needs a little bit of a facelift as well.
Right on. Well, good luck with all that. Now, how does it work with AGLC, the Gaming Commission, and everything? When you get a winner of this magnitude, what's the next step?
You know what? I'm trying to figure that out myself.
After she wakes up. After the EMPs get through.
No, we have some great guys with the AGLC. They come down.
Yeah.
They'll seal up the machine, do all their tests, make sure there's no foul play on it.
Right.
Pull the surveillance tapes, and then issue a check for $1.7 million.
Are we on surveillance tape right now?
We're on surveillance tape right now, Greg. We're watching. This is Adam Danes from Jackpot Casino. Just want to invite you down to beautiful Jackpot, where we just had a $1.7 million jackpot winner. You could be next.
Hello?
Hello, Peaker.
Hey, what's going on?
We're on the air everywhere. Where are you at right now? What's your current status and location?
Well, let's just go through this. This is the kind of day I've had. Our washer machine crapped out. Went to the appliance store to go find some washer and dryers. Ended up buying washer and a dryer.
Whoa!
And at the same time, Sophie, who is possibly the clumsiest person on this earth, trips over her own feet, face first into the side of our new dryer, cuts her lip wide open, has to go to the hospital for stitches.
Oh my God. Are you co-parenting, or is this your fail, or were there two of you there?
Oh no, it's funny. Kim, when someone bleeds in my family, Kim, or my wife, she just goes absolutely crazy. So she took her, and boom, gone to Innisfil, to the hospital. And I had to finish the transaction.
So you need help getting them out and in, or what?
No, it's fine. Can I phone you guys back?
Sadly, yes.
Okay, I'll phone you back in about, 10 minutes.
I will not help move machines in and out of a basement, so I can tell you that.
It's not even
right
a hot day.
Unless it's got cold beer.
You got to help a buddy. He'll
and
play
and maybe
you know
throw some
rolls.
Burgers on the barbecue. Then,
then we
we'll
got a conversation started.
Yeah, exactly.
Chinese is really smelling good here at the Jackpot Casino.
Our new home of the It's a Show podcast, downtown Red Deer. I want to talk to you about the website that you've been harassing me to do
let's
years.
Back up. Harassing you? You're a partner in the success of It's a Show. I think you're choosing your words inappropriately.
I want to admit something right now because as this is going to come out right now, I've had a lot of fun doing it because it's like we expressed on the phone the other day. I love taking kind of a blank slate or even parts of something and molding it, creating it, and turning it into something. Hopefully, we'll be coming live to the internet very, very, very soon. I think we're making good progress, and we're just waiting for some draft reviews and finalizations and changes here, changes there. It's all good, but it's fun.
It's basically a place to house all of our episodes and get a lot of interaction going with you, the consumer. We got Facebook, we got Twitter, but as wise people have told us, we don't own Facebook and Twitter, so it's not wise to invest all of your eggs in those baskets.
Mm-hmm.
We need our own home. We
need a central hub.
So we're very excited about the central hub going live very soon.
Let's talk about Westerner Days. It's our local exposition and fair, which happens every year, obviously. And I'm going to be in the parade. I'm going to be driving a vehicle in the parade.
Very nice.
Yeah, and get to throw candy out to the kids.
I don't think that's allowed.
Why is that not allowed?
Because the kids get too excited, and then the kids run towards the vehicle, and then the vehicle goes over said kid, and then you get a lawsuit.
If you're stupid.
That's why the rule's in place, because there are stupid children. No offense.
It's not about stupid children. It's about the stupid guy driving.
That, too. There's stupid people. That's why there's the rule. You got to go to a small town for the candy.
Sucks all the enjoyment
out of
the
parade. Go to the Westlock Parade. It's in August. They throw candy like there's no tomorrow.
Westernerdays.ca online. And we got some great acts in the country arena coming. We got High Valley, the Road Hammers, and also the Boomchucka Boys. Lindsay L. and Kira Isabella are the next day on the 18th. And even some Canadian rock icons. Platinum Blonde and the Headpins. First concert I ever saw in grade 8. That would have been 1982.
I was not born yet. Just letting the record show.
I'll never forget how loud the Headpins were. Like, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
Darby Mills, lead singer, she's awesome. And
the great thing about all those shows is they're free with your gate admission. And they're in the arena. They're legit shows.
And Max Centrium is an awesome place to see a show.
That's one of the things when I moved here and went to the fair for the first time, Western Days, and I was like, oh, yeah, you got free shows. You just come and sit wherever you want. It's in the arena. I'm like, this is legit. Like, yeah. Normally you pay 50 plus to go to these shows.
Yeah. We are friends with the Road Hammers and High Valley, so we are negotiating to have both groups live here at our Jackpot Casino Studios in downtown Red Deer.
Nice.
They may or may not play. I've been in contact with TJ, the road manager, and he said, well, the boys don't travel with acoustic guitars.
Well, we've got hookups here, don't we?
We got hookups.
Apparently, maybe.
Someone's got to have a hookup. I'm not sure about the sound system, but that's what tomorrow's meeting's all about.
Oh, look at you.
We're having a lunch
meeting. All right, I'm in that
meeting. Look at us.
Should I wear my business pants? Is it going to be hot tomorrow? Can I wear my business shorts?
Wear your better shorts, yeah. All I ask.
My wife, for the last week, has had her nose in a book, which is not unusual because she reads a lot. But this book is not a literary masterpiece. This book is called Pocket Posh Christmas Logic Puzzles. That's right. That's what I said. It's got Christmas lights on it. And it's like hundreds of pages of, like, you could be watching TV. You could be doing something productive with your time.
I find it challenging. It's like, I guess, when you play a sport or dance or paint a picture or, like, you complete something and you feel good about completing it. I'm on puzzle number 60, which is a logic puzzle about recycling. The people in this puzzle regularly take their used bottles, cans, and newspapers to the recycling center in town. Their most recent visit was this morning, when each took various quantities of all three items. Precisely how many of each item did each person take? So John, who took two more bottles and papers, took two fewer cans than Maureen. Maureen took two fewer bottles than Lenny. Whoever took 11 cans took one fewer bottle than the person who took 9 papers. Karen took the same number of papers as bottles, and whoever took the most cans took two fewer papers than the person who took 12 cans.
That's ridiculous. That's not even a real thing.
Well, I find it very amusing.
Amusing? How smart are you? What is your IQ? How did we end up together? This makes no sense.
I must have been drunk. I don't know.
Okay. So what is the answer? How do you figure it out?
Process of elimination.
So how do you start?
You start with John, who took two fewer cans than Maureen.
How many bananas did he eat at church on Sunday? That's what I want to know. What was his income tax this year?
I'm going back to our earlier topic about Netflix and all the great things that are on there. I want to just quickly give a review about the Backstreet Boys documentary. Show them what you're made of. And I know that look.
Seriously?
That look. You.
This is awkward now.
Need. I like documentaries. I love.
I love documentaries. I don't know if I got time to expend on.
Behind the scenes of any band, especially a big famous band from, you know, yesteryear. These guys were huge in the early 2000s.
Late yesteryear 99s to Rolling Stones.
Okay, my yesteryear.
The Eagles documentary was amazing.
I grew up.
If you're only going to watch one, watch these guys.
I sort of grew up with these guys. They were big when I was in high school. They were on top of the world. You know, they all had their issues and their alcoholism and their drug
addiction. Really? I didn't know that.
But
one weird guy had a weird mustache and was too dark.
But they talk about it, and then they reunite, and they go on this big tour. And I went to that tour last year, and it was awesome, and everyone loves them. I give that 4 Nick Carters screaming at that other guy, Brian, out of 5.
Because
they really get into it. Holy goes down.
They're losing it.
They're planning for the tour, and they're talking about what songs to include on a new album, and the guy's got the Shania Twain vocal problem, and he's got things happening, and they're like, well, let's talk about it. You got a thing, and the thing is not, your voice is crap. And he's like, well, I know it's crap, but let me work through it. And then, oh, they get angry. It's interesting.
I can't believe we're having this.
I love it. It's so good. Like, Shania Twain had that Oprah show on the Oprah Network.
Did she?
Yeah, don't you remember?
Yeah, kind of. I never saw it.
That was good.
Was it?
She loses her sound or whatever, and she's going through all
that. She lost her mojo.
She lost all that
crap. Because her guy cheated on her.
And then she...
Mutt.
Going through it, struggling, dealing with the struggles, dealing with the reality. And look at her now. She's on a cross-country Canadian world fantastic tour. Katy Perry documentary on Netflix. So
that
awesome.
I would watch. Especially in 3D.
She is so talented. Then she, you know, gets broken up with what's-his-face, and then it's sad, and then you...
What do you think? Yeah, Russell Brand.
That guy's weird. What's the room service number on that phone over there?
Are you getting hungry?
Order some Chinese food. Okay. Starving.
You know what you need to do? Is get another beer. We need another beer, because we got to wait for a peaker now.
I think it's 10 minutes is up.
I know what I wanted to talk about. Dolly Parton. Did you read that thing on Twitter about Dolly?
Is she alive still?
I will always... Oh.
She will always love us.
You, I will always love you.
Even when you speak derogatorily towards her, Sparky. Okay, so she grew up in the Smoky Mountains, very
Smoky
poor.
They was poor. Well, she had like 20,000 siblings.
Yeah, and her dad was illiterate. So what she started was this club. She would mail books to you if you joined or whatever for free from the ages of 0 to 5 years old. So 5 years worth of books you would have every month for a year, you get free books. So 60 books in your household by the time you hit 5 years of age, because she said everybody should have the joy of reading.
Why is she so big into reading?
Because of her dad. I just told you.
Right.
Oh, maybe you don't need another beer. What is going on with you?
Got very comfortable on this couch all of a sudden.
Your eyes were rolling back in your head. It was unsettling.
I was trying to do the math of 5 times, 12 times.
Back.
Hey, you got an iPhone?
I do.
Okay, so activate Siri.
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
On your one that's hooked up. Okay. It should work.
Yeah, we just did this at home.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun. Okay.
You just press and hold the home button.
Yeah. I'm going to Google. Hey, Siri, what's 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
That's the funniest thing I've heard this month.
It's so random.
Right? I love that. Siri, what are you wearing?
Wearing?
Yes, what are you wearing?
I can't answer that, but it doesn't come off.
Ew!
Sassy! Ladies and gentlemen, please join with us now for
Who's Awesome? You're Awesome!
Brought to you by our sponsors at Open Highway. That's openhighway.com online, openhwy.com. Your customers are already sharing their good times at your business on social media. It is time to let Open Highway show you how to tap into your customers' brand experiences and generate excitement for your brand. And we're going to start with at High Valley. HighValleyMusic.com is their website. The Brothers Rempel, Brad and Curtis, Rempel Stilskin, as I call them. Their new album, County Line, is available on iTunes. She's With Me, hashtag She's With Me, is the new single. Official music video now on CMT and YouTube. That last single they did with Ricky Skaggs, unbelievable. One of my favorite High Valley projects ever. And they got, I know Curtis and Brad would have just been in utter awe to work with Ricky.
She's With Me, official music video now on CMT and YouTube. And of course, they're coming to Red Deer for Westerner Days and hopefully making an appearance right here on this show.
That would be awesome. At Saloon Media, saloonmedia.com to find them online. Based in Toronto, Saloon Media is a creative hub for compelling new television and digital productions. Like our friends at Tornado Hunters, debuting this fall on CMT.ca. We're going to have the boys on a future episode of It's a Show as soon as Cassie figures that all out and gets it lined up. And also Mummies Alive, airing on the Smithsonian Channel in the U.S. and History Channel here in Canada, narrated by another future It's a Show guest, at Jason Priestley.
And a shout out to @Howl_it. So that's Howlett for the kids at home.
Trevor Howlett from Rendir, trevorhowlett.com. He's a newspaper man, University of King's College alumnuses, and a songwriter slash and or musician, formerly of Port Hastings, Nova Scotia. TrevorHowlett.com.
Maybe we'll get Trevor on the show if he's a musician. That'd be cool.
TrevorHowlett.com.
We never did hear from Peaker again. Until next week, God bless and be good. Not because you always want to, but because you really should. We will see you in 7.
I won't be here.
I'm Cassie Hot Pants Haresh, inviting you to crush more It's a Show episodes via podbean.com. And stay tuned for the launch of our brand new website, coming soon.